Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm in Charlotte at the NWFA show, and I'm with Tommy Maxwell, the owner of Maxwell Hardwood Flooring. Tommy, you doing okay?
Doing great.
I wanted to talk to you because as of noon today, you're the chairman of the NWFA. We'll get to that in just a minute. First, a little background. You own a fairly substantial hardwood flooring company that's based in Arkansas, and you sell mostly solid, either pre-finished or unfinished, and you also sell some engineered, right?
Well, I sell 100% unfinished. Unfinished solid is probably 90%+ of our business, and engineered maybe 5 to 10% of our business, but we do both, and we do a wide variety of 3/4-inch solid products and a wide variety of engineered unfinished products.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you go as wide as 9 inches, right?
We go as wide as 9 inches, yes, and 6 different species.
All right. And they're all American species, right?
Yes, sir. Everything is American species.
Yeah. And you spent most of your life in this business, right?
I spent 40-plus, almost 41 and a half years now in this industry.
Yeah, so you worked for other people and finally decided if it's going to be done right, you had to do it?
Yes, sir. Well, I don't know about that. I worked for 5 different companies before I went in on my own, and it's been a pleasure being in business for myself and having my family involved and seeing people grow as part of our company.
Now, do you have a wide enough bench as far as management for you to be able to have this other distraction as far as being chairman of the NWFA?
Yes, sir. I have my son, who's director of operations. We have our partner, Shay Dugal, who runs our specialty plants and engineered plants. I have my daughter, who's CFO. She actually does most of the book work for 4 companies. And believe it or not, they can do all that and still have more spare time than I do. So I've got a wide bench, yes, sir.
Okay, great. Let me ask you, business conditions are good this year for you, right?
Yes, sir. Things have picked up really in the last 30 to 40 days.
Do you think it's because the builder market's gotten better?
Well, I think the builder market's gotten better. The winter doldrums are over. The prices have gotten really low in the winter. And obviously when prices are low, people can buy more. And then they begin to use more and things begin to happen.
So let's talk about your job you took at noon today. As chairman, obviously with Michael Martin involved, this operation's running pretty well. What are some of the things that you're going to focus on next year?
Well, we're going to focus on our core values and core long-term plan that Michael and the board has put together, and the long-range planning committee over the last 18 months. We put together a nice group of plans, introducing our online university and continue our training programs. And actually, I don't look to reinvent the wheel this year. I think they're running pretty smoothly. I would be there for support and answer questions and help if they need me.
Well, as we've seen today, you'll have to be at the podium a lot as well, won't you?
Well, that's only once or twice a year. It's not a big deal. We have a couple board meetings a year, and we have a convention once a year, and I'll fly to St. Louis occasionally and visit with the team and have lunch and see how you're doing. And they've got it well under control, and I'm going to be there for support.
Yeah. So some of the things that Michael was telling me you're focused on, you want to get a little bit more contractor involvement in the organization, so you're working on that. Like you said, you've got the online university going. You worked hard on your certification program. Those are the key areas, right?
Yes, sir. All of those programs are very important to us. We want to get more contractors, more retailers involved, and we're making moves to do that and continue growth in our distributors and certainly manufacturers. Some of them are small that hadn't been in the business, or maybe they've been in the business a long time, but they're looking for a place to show their products. You can see from our growth in booth sales over the last few years that we're getting into that market.
Mm-hmm. Floor Focus did their annual report. It's the May issue. It's at the printer right now. And we looked at 15 versus 14, and the hardwood category grew, according to our estimate, 7%. Do you think in 16 versus 15 we're going to see a bigger number?
I think in 16 versus 15 we could see a slightly larger number. Most of that growth last year was in engineered. Mm-hmm. I think that will continue. And I think there will be some improvement in the solid 3/4-inch market volume this year. Yes.
Why do you think we'll see more volume in solid?
Well, because the adjustment period is kind of over. The pricing is down. Got down in the middle of the winter. And when products are less expensive, that's the reason they run those $5,000 discounts at the retail car lot, because people come in and buy. And that's not the only reason, but I think the change in the housing situation over the last 8 months, over the last 12 months, has contributed. And I think solid will be stronger this year than it was last year in volume.
Okay, and you're well positioned for that because you actually have more business on the solid side than you do engineered, right?
Yes, sir. Number of companies actually set records in February and March in volumes of solid, and that's a good indicator to me.
It is. All right, Tommy. Well, I hope you have a great year. It's good to spend time with you. Again, been talking to Tommy Maxwell, the owner of Maxwell Hardwood Flooring and the new chairman of the NWFA. And you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaLA.net.